Now, originally they were religious Mishugoyim, but eventually they attracted, you know, irreligious Mishugoyim. And they became such a powerful force. They came to a town, they robbed the town, they raped the women religiously. They burned many churches. They killed the local clergy because basically they were an anti-establishment movement. And they were the leaders of all of the pogroms. And you had these bands, hundreds of these bands, just marching through Europe. And since Europe, everybody was dying or afraid of death, and there was no one really to stand up against them. And the Pope issued decree after decree to try and stop them. Nothing worked. Till finally, as the plague began to subside temporarily, because the plague hit Europe in three waves over about 80 years. As the first wave began to subside, the local knights and the government and the church united together to get rid of these guys. And they usually did it by killing them, which I imagine was the ultimate flagellation, right? The ultimate act of tshuva. But this group incited the mobs, the peasantry, the unlettered and the illiterate in such a fashion that even after they were gone, they left the terrible disease of anti-Semitism throughout Europe. And even till our day, it is not done with. We find reflections of the time of the Black Death even in Jewish custom and halacha. Many of the commentators say that the Jewish custom of tashlich, which we observe on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So the custom is written that Jews should congregate at the wells or bodies of water and there symbolically to cast away their sins, that it should be done at a private well or it should be done outside of the city. The reason for that was that if you did it at the public well or inside the city, so then the non-Jews would say that the Jews are cursing the wells, because that is what happened later. When it became obvious that the Jews were not poisoning the wells, that all of this nonsense about putting poison in the wells could not be maintained any longer, well, they said, well, that's true, the Jews don't poison the wells, but they curse the wells. They say magic incantations, they abracadabra the wells. And therefore, the custom of tashlich became a dangerous custom. Simply a dangerous custom, because of the fact that the non-Jewish population will say, you know, look, they all gather and they're saying things over the water, and then people die because of the water. So you have a terribly difficult time. It is the Black Death, by the way, that accelerates and forces Jewish movement from Western Europe to Poland. The Jews fled east. They fled in front of the plague, and they fled in front of their enemies, in front of their neighbors. And it's an interesting thing that Poland was almost exempt from the Black Death. I have my theories about it, but I wouldn't say them publicly. And therefore, swelling of the emigration east is also can be seen as a direct result of the Black Plague. And to a great extent, Western Europe, even though the Jews will move back, Western Europe will never again be the center of Jewish life, as it had been for almost four centuries here during the beginning of the period of the Ashkenazim, but never again would regain that stature, because of the tremendous destruction of the Black Plague.